With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I'm Stuart Roy Whiffin. Sitting opposite me today is Christopher William Glasson. We're your hosts of Hardcore Listing Podcast. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, I will hand over to Chrissy Goldtouch to talk to you and tell you exactly what you can expect from an episode of Hardcore Listing.
Hello, folks. One podcast is the same as any other, I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, I've not listened to any other podcast.
Correct.
But I think they're all just the same. I think people just talk and you listen.
That's it. So, simple as that.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you can listen to this one. You can listen to one of all the other millions of podcasts that have launched over COVID. They're all much of a muchness, really.
Brilliant. Cheers for clearing that up, Chris. Shall we hear from our sponsors?
Yeah.
Right, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Moto Recall.
Yes, it's one of those lifestyle utility apps that every phone should have.
It's got the practical, the nostalgia, and the dream. From 18 to 118, there is something for you. It's what you make it.
Day-to-day reminders of tax and MOT on your cars you've in your current garage. I, for one, sometimes been driving around in my car not being MOT because I forgot. So it's a bit of a lifesaver.
Absolutely. I mean, never buy a second-hand car without knowing the history. You know, provenance. Moto Recall makes sure you aren't caught out by allowing you to perform a full provenance check on the vehicle. With just the car reg, is there outstanding finance? Has it been in an accident? Is the mileage legit? You'll get the full picture, powered by experience, with a data guarantee.
I wish I'd had that in the past. And with this app as well, you can build your historic garage with photos and data that you can not only look back on for yourself, but you can share it with your mates. You know, every car is a memory. You used to have that Cat in the Hat car. I'd love to have seen that.
I mean, if you don't have an historic garage, like, build out your dream garage. You know, what has caught your eye? What are you dreaming of owning?
And the best bit is free. Up to 50 cars and provenance checks are pay as you go when you need them. Experian aren't as nice as the Moto Recall team, of course.
Download the app for free. Search Moto Recall in your app store. MOTORECALL. Moto Recall in your app store. Hello, this is Chaz from Love Beer. And I'm here to tell you about why I sponsor Hardcore Listening and what love-beer.co.uk does. I am a fully certified by the British Beer and Pubs Association for bar installation with a focus on home and office bars. I have loads of home bar clients who have really enjoyed the service during lockdown, as well as corporate office clients like Facebook and HelloFresh. I offer a complete solution from installing the bar equipment right the way through to keg supply. I also offer regular maintenance packages for those who want a bar without all the hassle.
Hello, this is Charles, also from Love Beer. I just want to also let you know I'm fully licensed to sell kegs. We can supply loads of different products from mainstream beers and ciders right through to trendy craft beers and even Prosecco kegs, all delivered to your bar by a certified technician.
Also, while I'm here, have I mentioned the Landraver Beeries 3, which is a 45-year-old ex-MOD Land Rover Series 3. that we have done a complete restoration on during lockdown.
The Three Beeries 3 is a custom-built, high-performance bar hidden in the back of a Land Rover. The bar we have installed is capable of doing upwards of 500 pints per hour. We're about 4 to 5 weeks off having it all back together and ready to show it off. And I'll be launching an Instagram for it this week.
Nice one, Charles.
Nice one. Hello, I want to take a moment to shout out one of our wicked sponsors, eggfried.com. They are a streetwear brand. They produce t-shirts, sweats, hoodies, handmade denims. It's all inspired by hip-hop, punk, choir fashion. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, head over to eggfried.com and have a look on the website, because it's not just the design, it's the layout, it's the website. You know, the creative team over there are absolutely on point. There's just some great stuff there. And not just for adults as well. They've got Small Fried, which is their range of kids' clothes. And if you want your kid to just look beyond cool, like, head over and check that out. And they've given us a discount code, right, Chris?
Yes, Egg Salad. If you type Egg Salad into the discount coupon section, you'll get yourself a tidy little discount. And when they send out the stuff, it is packaged exquisitely. You get little goodies in there, stickers, and it's all wrapped up beautifully. So check out eggfried.com.
Okay, lastly, we want to thank, and certainly not leastly, we want to thank. Is leastly a word?
No, it's really not.
Right, we're going with it. We're going with it. So we want to thank Luke Van Boom. Luke Van Boom has a company called Bang Boom Creative. Luke is a long-time sponsor of this show and a friend of this show. If you see the pictures of Chris and I on the socials advertising this podcast, them happy snaps were taken by the genius that is Luke Van Boom. I mean, that's just the tip of what he does. Chris, do you want to explain a little bit more about what Bang Boom Creative does?
Yes, it's all about fresh, innovative production. So they're all about content with a heart and soul, making films of all kinds, shooting dynamic photographs and putting smiles on faces. They're passionate storytellers working with a diverse range of brands of all sizes. You know, their work includes short film, viral video, animation, hidden camera stunts, product demos, live action, 360 imaging and music promo. And they've worked with a ton of companies as well. Universal, BBC Children in Need, even the Mayor of London, Katie Piper, the NHS, the Dogs Trust. They've worked with a lot of companies.
It consistently blows my mind, you know, the stuff that you've just said there. Why does he have anything to do with us plums?
Stop talking him out of it. Welcome back. If you have not listened to Hardcore Listening before, we do top fives. We will talk about your favourite fast food joints, your favourite gourmet recipes, your favourite pair of pants, top five.
You've
pants.
Listed ones that we've never done.
I know, I was crazy.
We could never think of fives to do, and then when you're put on the spot to actually mention one of the 300-400 that we've done, you don't mention any of them. You just randomly pick three that we haven't never done.
I'm in a creative mode. After my third cup of coffee this morning, I'm feeling very creative. Yeah, so that's what we do. That's what you can expect. Mm. We've been doing it for 4 or 5 years now, pre-COVID.
Yes. PC. Sure.
We fucking love it, mate. You might have heard us on the Drunk Cast with Scroobius Pip not that long ago. This is our own gig. And if you want other gigs, Stuart Roy Whiffin sat opposite me, well, via the means of Zoom, has got about 60 other podcasts.
Yeah, that 1.6 million podcast that Chris mentioned that have been born out of COVID, 80% of them are mine, by the way. I'm not very good when I have time on my hands. So I guess what we should do today is, it's just me and you. We were planning on having a guest today, but she's lost her voice.
Ah, no. I mean, of all the excuses... I know. That's the perfect one for a podcast.
Foolproof. Absolutely foolproof. That's Lizzie. We'll tell you more about Lizzie when she's...
Can't wait for that podcast. Super excited. Yeah. So, yeah, that'd be absolutely crazy.
We saw her, didn't we? We went and done... just dropped that in. We supported McFly an all day up with our little podcast in a tent. And she was the guest on Sarah Kaywood's podcast. And she was just brilliant, wasn't she? So
brilliant.
So she's coming on, but unfortunately she's lost her voice. And we should actually get Sarah Kaywood on as well, because she's really good fun as well.
Absolutely. She's all right, old crack.
Okay, today's... I mean, first of all, I should say that we've not had any conversation before we've pressed record other than, no. You're right, mate, and you went, no, I'm fucking not, press record. So... So I think there's a combo here of something's gone wrong and you've had too much coffee. So I mean, I want to know what the fallout's going to be.
So firstly, the coffee hasn't been ingested anally. As we know, sometimes I do like to do that. See our back catalogue for more details. Basically, so I've been doing a bit of DIY and stuff like that. And I've got someone coming to help me like tomorrow and Monday for electrics and a little bit of making good on some of our walls that are pretty awful. So I needed to get a rad off radiator. We call them rads in the trade. Rads, getting off rads with a rad dude. That's my new podcast. And basically, I thought I had enough time, you know, last night. I thought I'll whip this rad off. I know how to bleed a radiator. It's, you know, it's simple stuff. About 4 hours last night, and I still went completely bled the rads. This one radiator, because the house is so old, the plumbing.
Did
is
you
just
drain down the whole house?
No, I didn't need to. You can just isolate off a rad and bleed it. Not this rad. I've had to drain the whole house.
Oh, that's so shit.
And Molly's going as I'm bleeding this first one, and I've got everything locked off, and she's going. And it's taken a while, and I thought there might be a problem here. It might still be, the water might still be on, because this rad's nearly come to the point where I expect it to be empty, but the amount of water that's coming out still feels like that's not the case. And we're listening, we're like, it's draining the system, because I feel the pipe, and although the rads were cold, the pipe had started to warm up, the inflow, so I thought, oh, for fuck's sake. So it turns out that this lock shield valve, it's broken and it won't properly seal. I can't get a full seal on it.
Was she just doing all of this just to get access to a little bit of wall to make good?
No, the rads are so shitty and old, I wasn't never going to leave them up anyway. I was going to replace the radiators anyway. So it all had to be done, you know, as much as that would have been like the hangman's joke if that's all I was doing. We've since taken off the radiator. There's at least 5 layers of wallpaper. I've counted 5 different wallpaper prints behind this radiator.
What, are you going to strip that all off?
Well, I haven't decided what to do, but that's where I'm going to get a decorator in to do some of this. So basically, after doing that, I then had to try and refill the rads last night. And I couldn't, like, even though I'd finally thought I'd managed to properly close off that that thermostat, that old valve, when I started to refuel the system, like get rid of the air and repressurize, it started pissing out with water again. And I was like, right, I know how to sort this out. I do know how to sort this out. All I need is a blank nut for now, which is you just tie it over that one until I replace the whole thing. So I went out this morning, got a blank nut, come home, put it on, started repressurizing the system, and, you know, I thought, it won't leak because there's a blank nut on there now. Looked, it's still pissing out. And I'm like, that's just not normal. And I got up at 8, so I've been doing like DIY for the last hour and three quarters before coming here. I'm soaking in water. My trousers are soaking wet because I had to get that blanking nut off. And there was no way of not having a jet of black water come out at me, basically. And Molly was on the phone to her sister and came downstairs and she went, is everything all right? And I just looked at her and she just walked back upstairs.
Yeah, I had an instance very similar to in my old house. We had like a kind of weird little sort of wall that I just thought, do you know what, if we bricked up that bit and cut a hole there, we could have a downstairs toilet. So I got a proper grinder, not the ones that you mess around with, a proper big motorised one, because I thought, right, I've got to... I should point out, if this is your first time listening, we don't generally start with discussing building works. That's probably a first. But I then realised that the house that I then lived in, the walls were made of just like literally. If the 3-minute warning goes off, I'm going to my old ass because it's bulletproof. Like,
no chance. Yeah.
And I reckon, like, that the family went out with my sister-in-law, And they came back about 3 hours later, and I'd only literally took about, if I had to count up the bricks, I reckon maybe about 8 bricks out. Like it, I had to then go in with like a just a lump hammer and just literally and bolster it out. And it was like, and I just remember my sister-in-law at the time went, "So are you done?" And like, bear in mind, imagine the dust in a house with a proper grinder cutting out a wall. Like, I was smothered. I had to go to work that night, and I was just, I'm a lot calmer. I'm not as calm as you in situations like that. Like, I get tense, and I just, I kind of I want to go. I want this done. And like, and so, nah, it's just like, I'm not suggesting I'm fucking Johnny Moneybags, but it would add years to my life if I pay for someone else to do it.
To do it yourself, you mean? Oh, it would add years. Yeah, no.
No, if I do it myself, I would be taking years off my life, because the pressure and tension I put on my heart doing that.
It's not worth it. Yeah,
do something worth the squeeze.
I know what you mean, mate. That rad should have been off in half hour. And I've done it. The weird thing is, Molly's like, you know, she's accidentally saying all the wrong things when she's coming. She was like, I thought I was only going to take half hour. And is this the first one you've done? And I'm thinking, I've done this like several times, like at my mum's house and at my flat. And I'm like, no, babe, this is just very unique. And anything that I needed, like even a radiator key that was left for us, that was broke. So anytime I needed to do anything, nothing, like every single thing didn't work. So it was Captain Chaos, mate.
I mean, this has got absolutely fuck all to do with today's gripes. But yeah, it is that moment that where you said, like, where Molly walks in and didn't even say anything and just walked back out, like that's the correct way. When my sister-in-law walked in and just, I think generally was just making conversation and generally seemed surprised that was all I'd done. Her husband looked at me as if to say, "Sorry, mate." Like, I did just think, "Oh, seriously? I did not need to hear that right then." But yeah, I think after about 6 days, I got the wall out. But yeah, right. Mate, so, what are we doing today?
We are doing, this is from one of our patrons, Kevin Putman, suggested a wicked top five the other day. Top five coolest actors or characters in sitcoms, which is a great one. Mm-hmm. I really like this. So so I've done my prep.
So
I'm raring to go, raring to blast.
I mean, cool is subjective, right?
Kind of in a way, because some of mine,
You was about to start digging me out. You thought I was going to go rogue then, didn't you? But I haven't gone rogue because we have top five sitcom characters. We've done that. So I've swerved any of those. If you're wondering why we're not probably saying David Brent and things like that, then you can go and listen to that episode. It's in the archives somewhere. So, yeah. Who's starting today?
I'll go first if you want.
Yeah, go on in. Fair enough.
This is a TV show I don't think you'd probably... I was torn this one. No, I'm going to go with that one. I don't know if you'd consider this a sitcom.
Oh,
it's a comedy.
This is amazing. You've literally just questioned my stance on it, and then you've started by saying, I don't even know if this is a comedy.
Is The Addams Family a sitcom?
Yes.
All right, okay. Morticia Addams.
Right, okay.
She's super cool.
Are you talking about the film? Because you can't be talking about it.
Caroline Jones... Or Caroline Jones was the original TV show and Angelica Houston was the movie. Either or.
Yeah.
I'll take either.
It's got to be a sitcom.
Written, I looked into this today, written that the writer of Adam's Family based Morticia after his first wife.
Oh, right.
So, wow, he dated Morticia. That's pretty cool.
I mean, probably not if you're the ex-wife.
Oh, you cut off there, mate.
Not if you're the ex-wife. That's quite mean, isn't it?
Oh, you don't know. Maybe it ended civilly. I didn't look that far into it. Unless he was like making a Morticia because, you know, the name Morticia's related to death. Who knows? But she's super cool. In actual fact, You could have gone with what's the main character? Not Morticia. What's the main actor? It's played by Raoul. What's his bollocks? Can you remember?
Oh, what's that character's name?
Well, that's a good point. You remember Morticia, but he's not the coolest because even though he is cool and very
Lurch
slick,
is the coolest.
He gets Lurch. He is quite a cool dude. He doesn't say a lot, but Morticia's really cool. And it was between her and I think she's muscled out another person. You won't know her, Detective Rosa Diaz from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Do you watch that? Yeah, she's super cool as well. She's like a badass cool character. But no, Morticia Adams is my number fifth, mate.
All right, fair enough.
What's your number five, mate?
I'm going to start with Michael the Geordie from Alan Partridge. I love Michael.
He's great.
Alan hasn't got any friends, obviously, because he's a horrible human being. But Michael loves him, and he quite like as much as he's a little bit dismissive of Michael. Michael was in the military and has seen action, and that interests Alan. And I love that. Yeah. I really like the fact that, he's always got questions for Michael, and I love the fact that you actually see, like, you don't see inside Michael's house, but there's a scene when Alan's a bit bored and he goes and finds out where Michael lives and knocks on his door, and Michael's really uncomfortable with it, doesn't let Alan in. But gives him a cup of beans with a sausage in it.
With a sausage.
Which is fucking brilliant.
It's not exactly like Adam's family svelte, is it? He's not exactly cool in that way, but he's cool in his own way.
He knows who he is.
Michael. He's calm under his pressure.
Yeah.
He's calm under pressure, is
Michael. I just love him. In the Partridge film, in The Siege, like halfway through it, they just open a cupboard and Michael's just been hiding out in there throughout the siege. Like, I just think he's great. And he's a consistent, like, I love the fact that Alan's only social interaction involves hanging out at the petrol station where Michael works, which is just great. I'm going to go Michael the Geordie for number five.
That sort of unwillingness to let you in feels a little bit like when you came and knocked for me to tell us about us having...
Exactly that. And there's in that scene as well, the best bit is, the fact that Alan then just does scoop some beans out and eats them with the sausage on his doorstep is brilliant. But whilst Michael's looking sort of weird and sheepish, just this big bloke just kind of like squeezes past and walks out the house. It's so good.
I forgot about that. Oh, nice. Very good. Very good. Right, my next one is going to be Dr. Julian Sanchez from Garth Marenghi.
Oh, good chap.
Played by, the actor is Todd Edwards, who is actually played by Matt Berry. And there's no one calling Julian Sanchez. It's really funny that Garth kind of makes him his wingman. And obviously Garth Marenghi, Rick Dagler, Dr. Rick Dagler's MD, played by Garth Marenghi, played by Matt Holness, is it? It's very confusing.
I think it's Bob Holness.
Oh, Bob Holness, sorry. Yeah. Don't start with that shit. He wrote a horror film. I watched a horror film that he made.
Bob Holness?
No, Matt Holness has made a horror film called Possum. And it's very indie. And one of the towards the end of the last scenes, it's just, "Do you like daddy's fingers inside you?" That line is said, and it is just like one of the grimmest things ever. So talented young man. Matt wrote, obviously, as Garth Marenghi, can't have anyone cooler than him, but writes a really amazing sideman, but called Dr. Julian Sanchez, who's a sort of like a rogue doctor who... sometimes they have fisticuffs, but he's a good lad. And he's just got a really, really deep voice. And there's a great, there's like, he's always pining after Liz, who basically loves Garth, obviously. But yeah, like him, Julian Sanchez is pining after her as well. But I don't know, just how he holds himself, how he's always pointing. And his voice is just very cool. Yeah, he's a great character.
Matt Berry is so cool in everything. Like, he's just an absolute dude. I had an almost, before I get on to my number four, I did have an almost that is Garth, and that is the IT guy from The Office.
Yes, and I did. I considered it.
That character is fucking genius, and like, and you forget. I mean, obviously, we've discussed the characters in The Office on greatest sitcom characters at length, but that character, just for that 5 minute feature in it, and it's the fact that Gareth wants to be his mate so bad, and he just bats him away with everything because he's so self involved. Talking about being the fastest guy that's Bruce ever Lee. Done the go-kart in. They said you should go professional. I said, I don't need to, mate. I make shitloads on computers. So good. You know them people exist, though. You know, I've worked with someone like that.
Yeah, completely. Like,
and, yeah, absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I worked with a guy that was so similar to him that when I started working at this place, he hated me. He knew who I was, and he hated me before I even got there, right? And he claimed to be blind, right? But he wasn't blind. He had something wrong with his eyes, 100%, you know. But he would, you know, tell me that he was blind. This is walking around a building site as well. He would just... I said to him, I'm going to Iceland. I said, fingers crossed, I really want to go, you know, on a husky ride. And I was just in the kitchen just talking to my mate Sells. And he was in there and he just chimed in, I'd be like, dog shit. And I went, what? And he went, yeah, they'll just shit gold over you, mate. And I went, oh, have you been there then? He said, yeah, I've been all over Europe. He said, I took a motorbike and rode across Europe. He's blind. Told me he was blind. Yeah, then claimed to have rode his motorbike across Europe. I mean, he couldn't drive. Or I've never saw his motorbike. Told me he was a keen archer.
Not famously a great idea for people with sight issues.
I mean, he definitely had some impairment to his vision. I don't know. I don't know if they say that thing, if you lose one sense, like, you know, your other sense gets more
better.
I think he's what it didn't do, it didn't have any kind of positive impact on his sense of humour. Because he was just the most fucking surreal character that... Yeah, I could do a whole episode on the things that he used to do to try and get me into trouble.
Unbelievable.
But thankfully I was in a job that I didn't want to be at, so if I got the sack, I was quite happy to go. But yeah. Anyway...
I started on a blind guy once. I'll tell you that story another time. You know me and people with disabilities. I'm always having run-ins with them, like in the cinema. I've done that. And me and Molly, when we first went to Margate, we were at a bus stop and we met a guy like Matt Holness in The Office. And he was such a twat that what me and you will do is we will egg him on because it's just too funny. But it got so overbearing that we got tired of it, and then we walked one bus stop up just to get away from him. And then when the bus stop arrived at our bus stop, and he was on the bus and he saw us get on, He must have known that we were just like, yeah, we just couldn't stand with you for any longer.
Brilliant.
Yeah, good shout though, mate. Oh no, I'm confused. That was mine, wasn't it?
We've just completely digressed. That was yours. It's mine.
What's your number four, mate?
I'm gonna go for Super Hands from Peep Show.
Oh, what an incredible choice.
I think I don't ever watch Peep Show now, and sometimes if I'm like sitting there with nothing like to watch on the TV at night, it's generally being repeated, and I never seem to put it on, and the off chance that I do, I just think I need to rewatch all of the Peep Shows again because they're fucking great. And any episode when Hans turns up, he's gold. Absolute gold. Just the iconic lines, you know, when he gets involved with crack, says it's really Moorish. When he's trying to roll a spliff with his...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Feet because he's tied up. and just like any, I mean, he's a fucking terrible man, Super Hans. And Jez loves him. Jez just thinks he's the coolest person on the planet. And obviously they've been in a band, and at any opportunity, Hans fucks him over. But he just can't help. But I think he thinks that Hans has got the key to the door to somewhere. You know, he could get somewhere with Hans. And Hans is fundamentally a bigger fuck up than Jez.
Completely.
Yeah.
But people think cool thing. Cool people who pursue cool are the most detached people you ever meet.
100%.
You know, they think that cool people are cool, and cool people that they think are cool are the ones who are really, really trying to be edgy and cool. And they usually are the most vacuous dickheads.
100%,
aren't they? Yeah, absolutely. And then there's the bad thing episode, which are just fucking, it's just incredible, where he's trying to remember the bad thing, but he can't remember what the bad thing is.
Yeah.
Oh God, how that's filmed. That's perfect for the camera work in Peep Show. They did that in just an incredible way, man.
And the fact that when they do get the band going, and it culminates in a line which I've never heard before or again, I think. Can everybody just stop sucking everyone off, please?
Is that where Super Hans grooms the kid?
And that kid, I mean, if you think that I make, and if you think I make up names for indie bands, that actor was the lead singer of Jolene and the Jing Jang Jong.
I have actually heard of those guys. So.
But yeah, Hans. I just think Super Hans, he's fucking Hans. Brilliant. My number four.
Knocking on the front door with a plank of wood and just demanding his crack back. Crack. Here you go. Oh, great shout. I'm gonna slip in there. This is a new entrant. This is a new entrant into my sitcom viewing because I have recently discovered Staff Let's Flats. Have you watched it yet? Oh, mate, me and Molly have been in fucking tears. Yeah. Absolute tears over Staff's Let's Flats. Written created by Jamie Demetriou. Yeah,
who's amazing.
And is it... the character development in Staff Let's Vats and how they're different to what we've seen before and who they idolise is genius. So Jamie and his sister
Sophia...
Who's
amazing.
Well, Sophia's my choice as the coolest person. And the reason being is that Staff worships his sister's creative talent. Now, when we look at Sophia, she just looks a bit like a wet flannel, pretty incapable... But Staff absolutely worships her and Alan in the office as well, which I love the fact he thinks Alan is the smoothest English guy ever, doesn't he? Because Alan basically can speak perfectly good English, and Staff absolutely admires that because he still kind of struggles to articulate himself, doesn't he? You know, but Sophia. Just the fucking shit that comes out of Sophia's mouth on the regular is just always endlessly quotable. And she has a really abstract sense of humour. Like, she'll sit on the car and go, imagine if this car was coming out my bum and stuff like that. But the reason why I think she's the coolest in it is because of her songwriting. Yeah. And when she'll freestyle songs. And when she did a Michael and Eagle freestyle... And she's trying to do putting together a promo for their letting agency. And she's talking about Eagles always drinking champagne and stuff like that. And she's in her head, she thinks she's really cool and she's got her cool eyes on and stuff like that. She's the coolest character because she's herself, right? We go back to Michael. She's just herself, Sophia. She believes in herself as well. And I think that's what makes her super cool. And I'm only halfway through the second series.
You've got so much.
I think there's only two. I think there's only two series so far, but already her and Staff and Alan are just absolutely incredible. I mean, all the characters are the dad, the guy from the shop, Julian, who's the old, who's the coked up other Smethics manager. I think it's brilliant. I really do think Staff Let's Flats is incredible TV. It's as good for me as The Office. It's getting to that point where I love it so much.
And Jamie's character in. Oh, fucking hell. What?
Fleabag.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. When she meets him on that bus, and he just turns around and gives her the smile, and he's just got, the most insane teeth ever. You just think, this is fucking brilliant. Brilliant. What a fucking great show that is. Right.
Number three for you.
I'm going to go from extras. I'm going to go for Stephen Merchant's character, Darren Lamb, Ricky's agent. I just think that the name Darren Lamb is amazing. I love it when people try and work out character names. And they go for a really normal name and then something random, which is my number two as well. But Darren Lamb, and he looks like a Darren Lamb. I mean, he's the most ridiculous. Have you watched many of the extras?
I love it. I think it's incredible.
And he's the worst agent you could ever want.
He's
hand man. He's Sean Williamson, who played Barry in EastEnders, who he just calls Barry, and then abbreviates it to B, which is even better. And I love their friendship. I love that. Barry's obviously they're not working or getting paid, but he's the only other client he's got. Ricky and Barry from EastEnders, and I just love it. And I love the fact that he does come good. And gets Robert De Niro, and Ricky just won't have it, and obviously it doesn't sort of come to fruition with Ricky and De Niro, but then I love the bit. My favourite scenes ever is when he actually gets Maggie on a date, and he gets her back to his flat, and there's this really nice bit where it's kind of got a nice little bit of music behind it, and you can see that, like, maybe these two are meant for each other. Like, you know, he's awkward and bizarre. Maggie's a bit awkward and quirky. And, like, maybe this is written in the stars that these two people should be together. And there's just this lovely moment. We're having dinner and that. and then Darren goes for a poo. he blocks the toilet. And then the next thing you see is him just sort of going back in there with a coat hanger. And then as he's like, no, it's not. It's a spatula. It's a spatula from the kitchen. And then as he's poking around with it, he flicks it in his own face. And obviously Maggie gets her coat and goes. But yeah. The scenes with Darren Lamb, with the pen that you turn upside down and the bikini pull, you know, falls off of the little sort of lady in the pen. The fact that Ricky walks out and he's obviously Steve's wanking over that pen. Swiftly followed by the same scene again, but this time walks out and Barry's now doing it. and the fact that episode actually finishes with Robert De Niro turning the pen upside down and laughing at it is amazing. just too many brilliant moments with and Steve Merchant's got funny bones, right? You know, whatever you see him in.
I loved Hello Ladies. I thought that was great.
I saw that live in Southend, and it's still the best stand up I've ever seen live. It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. even in the office, when he turns up on Comic Relief Day,
Oggy.
As the Ogmeister, and like, and then obviously Ricky then mentions like his eyes being like bulbous,
goggle-eyed
freak. It's like, and then obviously like, because it's all bants, and then it just stops, and it's like. And it's just brilliant. He's like, you didn't have to mention the eyes, mate. It's an affliction. And he's like, what's your name? And he's like, Nathan. See, that's a lovely name. And I love the fact that what starts off as such a raucous, ridiculous scene just spins to becoming this really horrible, awkward thing where, like, you know, Merchant's literally near to tears and you find out his name's Nathan. Not the Ogmeister. Yeah, love it. So, Darren Lamb in Extras is my number three.
Amazing. So my number two, I've switched it. I was going to have Tim from The Office, but you talking, because Tim obviously is the epitome of the cool-headed person in 100%. The Office, right? We've talked about Tim about a lot. I'm going to go for someone who thinks they're the coolest person on the planet. Like the epitome of one of these people who thinks they're the bee's knees, that on the edge, the precipice of cool, which is Nathan Bartlett from Trash Bag.
Great shout.
From Nathan Bartlett. So for people who haven't seen it, it's all based, and it was written a long, long time ago by Charlie Brooker, wasn't it? And I think Armin Iannucci as well. I think he had his hand in
Van Helden.
As our man Van Helden. I'm so paranoid whenever I say a name because I know I've probably massacred his name. Who, you know, is obviously famous for, what's the political one I'm trying to fucking think of?
Day to Day. Brasso.
No. Oh, he does do that. Yeah, of course. Thick of It, sorry, I was thinking of. And Nathan Bartlett is basically based in East London, right at the, really when East London was, what it was peak hipster, before all the money moved into it. You know, and Nathan runs his own website called trashback.cock, and he's just a fucking absolute like
melt.
Dickheads are called melt, isn't he? Like he'll be on a bus and he'll just start banging on the window and start going out for me mates with a total fucking wild one, getting on the lagers, smashing girls, and he's doing it to try and impress a girl, isn't he? And the best thing is the girl is getting impressed by what he's doing. And I just love his character. He's such a cringe meister. And everything he does is ridiculous. And then every now and then, though, it does come good for him. Like, A bit like you were saying, Steve Merchant with Maggie, Nathan actually manages to blag Julian, played by what's his name? Julian from Mighty Boosh. Julian. Yeah, it is. But what's his surname? Don't say Cleary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, God, what is his name?
I haven't spoke about him for ages. Julian Barrett. Yes. I Googled that, by the way. Just full disclosure. Julian Barrett's probably the actual cool one in Nathan Bartlett, because he's the one who notices that everyone's a fucking dickhead. But he's prone to his own dickhead things, like when he's gambling on all the tramp fighting in Poland and stuff like that. But Nathan actually manages to pull his sister, and like on their first meet, when Nathan meets his sister and Julian in the coffee shop, and Nathan goes, Julian just goes, "You're gonna fuck him," like that. She's like, "No, I won't." And then a couple of like episodes later, he's managed to get her like into bed. And he's basically let her stay around his house for free. He's let her go and have a drink for free on him. So he's obviously trying to grease the wheels. Lets her have the bed and he goes and sleeps on the lounge. And then he goes in the bedroom and she's like, "What have you come in for?" He's like, "Coming to get my CDs." And he's like, goes in the bed. And then she's like, "You're coming on to me, aren't you?" And he's like, "Kinda." And then she goes with it and they start kissing. And then he just starts rapping. He just starts rapping to her while they're getting hold of each other.
See, the thing is, we live in a place and we've worked in the places where we've seen these people.
Yeah, we have.
They exist, you know. Obviously, they don't live in, East London anymore. They actually live in, they all live in Margate.
Fuck's off to Margate. I'm trying to relive it.
But I mean, whoever the geniuses were, that I mean, if none of you has ever watched the "Being a Dickhead's Cool" video, yeah. I mean, me and you must have sung that to each other a gazillion times, and we'll still reference that. I'm writing a blog about my balls.
You're coming to my vegan crunk night.
The thing is, I pick up flyers for anything. Well, obviously I did, when all the clubs were open back then. And you would see club nights that were basically a vegan crunk night. And it was that tragic. And Barley is the epitome, isn't he?
He is the epitome of it. And I think his lyrics, I'd love to find them. Hold on. Let me see if I can find the Nathan Bartlett rap lyrics that he sings to her while he's about to when he's trying to pull her. It's fucking insane. I'm just gonna wing it a little bit because I don't think I'm gonna find him in time. But he basically goes to her, "I'm going down south with my mouth," and that's at the point when she's like, "Okay, Nathan, I think I just want to go to sleep now. Because he's done loads of them and he won't stop. And she keeps giving him the signals that rapping when they're about to have sex is not the cool thing to say. And then he's like kissing and he's like, I'm going down south, south with my mouth. And then she's like, okay, Nathan, I think I'm just going to go to sleep now. And then he comes up with a line. That's no problem. You drift off, I'll have a scoff. That is just a wonderful line.
Now, I'm fully aware that when you've had a drink, you don't mind a little rap.
Oh, I love a rap, yeah. Well,
have you ever tried to rap Molly into bed?
I'm a recovering rapaholic. No, actually. Like I've done many a thing that probably
let's not go there.
Would be called sexual no-nos in the run-up to sex. But yeah, no, I haven't rapped to her yet. But I mean, hey, why not?
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend. Yeah, I'm going to have a party. So lucky Molly tonight is going to get rapped to.
Okay. Right, my number two.
What's your number one?
My number two.
Number two, sorry. Your number two.
From Nighty Night, I'm going to go with the character played by Mark Gatiss. I'm going to go for, check this name, Glenn Bulb. Like... Glenn Bulb is just genius. Have you watched Nighty Night?
I've seen bits of it now, yeah. I need to watch the whole thing. It was good I saw.
It's brilliant. It's Julia Davis, who is just a genius. I believe married to Julian Barrett. Just absolute... two series of just such warped fucking comedy. Ruth Jones is in it. Angus Deaton's in it, and it's based around Jill, who is a hairdresser, you could call a beauty therapist, whatever, and how she basically doesn't want to be with her husband, so she tells everyone he's dead, although he's not, and she just kind of keeps him locked up while she sort of gets on with her life, while desperately trying to seduce neighbour, who is Angus Deaton, and it's just insane. I can't tell you how surreal this comedy is, and it's just horrid. But basically, she meets Glenn Bulb, who is the most interesting looking character you will ever see. Huge hair and has like a nervous twitch, which involves him kind of circling his head and sort of stretching his mouth, which he does every time he gets nervous around Jill, who he's obsessed with. And obviously Jill is a vile human being that takes advantage of Glenn at every opportunity, to the point where Glenn takes the rap and ends up going to gets put in an institution for Jill, and he's just so sweet as well, and just keeps taking hit after hit. But every time I see him they get married, and his outfit is unbelievable. He goes on the run with a shotgun and and just looks like the most it's just amazing. Like I randomly always check out GIFs of Glenn Bulb, because I just think any time I picture him sitting there with his little kind of weird little nervous twitch, it's just amazing. Like Mark Gatiss, he's obviously just a fucking genius.
Yeah, he is.
And I've not even considered characters from League of Gentlemen Psychoville or any of that, which is criminal. I can't believe I've overlooked them. But yeah, Glenn Bulb from Nighty Night.
Great shout, mate.
What's your number one?
Good shout. It's Cat from Red Dwarf. That's the epitome of cool, mate. He's had like 9,000-10,000 years of evolution to the point where he's now...
Why do you have to... This was going really well. And you have to just bring sci-fi into it and make it complicated. Talking 9,000 years of stuff?
I don't know how long he's been on that ship on his own, but like he's generationally the cat that was the shipmaster's cat or whatever. It might have been a what's his chops one. It's just evolved to the point where he's a human that basically likes wearing really cool suits. And I just think that's the epitome of cool in a sitcom. I think he... I can't really remember all the cool things he did. Really, it was just him telling everyone how good he looked. But unlike someone like Nathan Bartley or maybe... who's that interior decorator prick who wears leather trousers?
Dave Grohl. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
He looks like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. Dave Grohl looks like Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen has to go around telling everyone how fabulous he looks and expects praise. And you just think, shut up.
That's not cool, is it?
Terrible. You look terrible. But with Kat, I mean, to be fair, he is dressed impeccably. Which, bizarrely, the actor brought, I think for his audition, had brought one of his dad's suits to play Kat. So, yeah, I just think he's effortlessly cool. He's got his alter ego, Dwayne Dibley, which obviously is the saddest case ever with his bass and haircut. But, yeah, like, not a lot to say other than he's a fucking cool dude. He's a cool
cat.
Well,
that's why he's made you number one, and that's the purpose of this.
Absolutely, mate.
My number one, I'm going to tie it in with something that's just come out as well. So the People Just Do Nothing film is out.
Oh, yeah, just watch
it. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Did you go to cinema?
Yeah, I did. I did. I missed the cinema. Totally regret doing that. It was awful. It was rammed and there was people coughing. And we were just like, we've miscalculated this drastically. But yeah, go on.
So, I'm going to go with... see, it's impossible to choose because every character... I was initially going to go with Steve's...
yeah,
just because
he's really good in the he's really good in the films.
Because I just think he's brilliant. And there's a line in that where he's sitting at the back of the flats on the floor, and they're asking him about drugs, and he says, "Well, I wouldn't be where I am now if it weren't for drugs." And I just that line, is fucking brilliant.
There's loads of good shit like that in this.
But I'm gonna go with Beats, and because I think like Steve's, like Beats, he's like because Grinder's like he's a horrible character, isn't he?
He's a shitbag. Like,
he's so horrible. And I should say that I spoke to Sipa on Off the Beaten Track, and as much as there's similarities in the way that they sound and look, he's a really fucking lovely really dude, nice man. He's so nice. But his character, he's trying to be cool,
I don't think he's trying to be cool. I think he believes.
Yeah,
he
he's got
cool.
Zero self-awareness.
He's just a fucking arsehole. He's a narcissist,
like,
isn't he?
Absolutely. Have you watched the documentary they put out a week ago? It's on the iPlayer, and it's all about how they come up with it and like just filming themselves. It's brilliant. It's really, really good. It's on the iPlayer, and then it's is it Asher Tiller who done The Office? Harry saw the YouTube videos and brought them in. And went, right, we're going to make a sitcom. And Harry, obviously, it's gone from them there to now. It's brilliant. But Beats, I just think he's like a really nice guy that has just got an unhealthy love for Grinder. That's never going to do him any favours. Because I love the fact that he just wants Craig to call him dad.
Absolutely.
And I love that. Like when he takes him fishing, he's like, "I can't wait. We're gonna get out in mother's nature, and just get like you know really like involved and you know like drink our own piss." and I love the fact that Craig's just got zero fucking interest in Beats.
Yeah.
But then there's a little moment where Beats buys a can of deodorant so Craig can throw it on the fire so it can explode, and then he calls him dad as they share a spliff. And I love that. I love Beats when he goes for the job interview and he's more excited that they've got a water machine there. and someone's told him to leave them wanting more. So halfway through the conversation, he just gets up and says, "I'll stop you there." Just walks out and thinks that's going to secure him the place. I love him. I love the fact that, you know, he's just absolutely devoted to Grindr and corrupt. And I just think he's a genius character. And again, you know, in the worlds that, you know, we've all been exposed to people when we were younger that have done pirate radio and stuff like that, them people exist. you know. Steve's, like the bloke that's always there just skinning up. Like that guy was in every kind of gang.
Yeah. And Decoy, the quiet one. Like, yeah, definitely. It feels really sort of authentic, but obviously exaggerated as well. It's so good, mate. It's really good. Chabuddy G is
ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Complete tech head. Like, you know, when he says, like, people just keep shouting at me down the street because they see my hands free. It's like, I'm going to call my business Complete Tech Head. Oh, he's fucking brilliant. He really is. And, like, and yeah, watch that documentary. Obviously, go watch the film, and I'm going to try and do that this weekend. So it's good.
You know, yeah, it is good. It peters out a little bit, but I think I was really laughing hard for like the first half. And maybe I think I started petering out because I just got a bit paranoid of where I was. But it's really good. It's a good movie. They've done really well. I think they've scripted it really well and structured it, and all the characters really deliver. So yeah, it's very funny, mate. Definitely worth a watch. And you get some classic Beats things with his with Grinder and with his son, as he likes to call him. You might see. Have you seen his tattoos?
Yeah, well, he has his tattoos at the end of the last ever one, doesn't he? And he's just got Craig. And he said it took longer because I had Craig on that leg. There's a line when he gets let down and his dad don't take him fishing. And what's Beatsy's wife's name? I can't think what her name is, but she's on the phone to her ex. She's going, "You should see his little face," and then it goes quiet, and she goes, "It is little." And when Beats takes Craig to university, but he don't take him. Craig takes himself because Beats can't drive, and Craig can. And he's just chatting to the girl's dad that's also dropping her off at the dorm and just trying to set him up. It's fucking terrible. Like, it's so horrible. But I just love the fact that his art's in the right place, and he thinks he's doing something really good, like, and trying to help. Love it.
Well, he's very grateful, Beats, isn't he? He's grateful for everything, and I think that's...
When they talk about on the last ever one, when they go and do the trip around where they grew up and they go to the drive-thru, and Grinder's convinced that, you know, he tells the girl in the thing that it's his last day here, like, she gives a fuck. Like, but the emphasis that the burgers have to be dry and have no sauce on it, because Grinder's put a ban on any sauce with the station, and the fact that Beats just deals with that and has to have dry burgers, but he says, "I'll just order two drinks now." And obviously Grinder's reclined the seat so much. He's just trapped behind it, there's so much gold in that show, and I mean, there's so much gold in every single show we spoke about today. So if any of yous are kind of, you know, not doing a lot this weekend or this week, I keep thinking that you're going to be hearing this today, but you're not. It's going to be hearing this on Monday, aren't you? Then, oh my God, if you've never watched Nighty Night or Extras or Peep Show, obviously People Just Do Nothing is on at the cinema, and he's also on the iPlayer, I believe. You can watch all of them on the iPlayer. I think Stafflet's Flats
is on Four on Demand. Absolutely worth, absolute gold. Very quick episodes as well. So worth it.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.